Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning.
The International Energy Agency's monthly oil report was very bullish, and yet oil prices fell heavily. Let's start with that report. What did the IEA have to say?
Until last week, the IEA's reports have only gone out to the end of 2022 in terms of their forecasts. But last week, that the report extended those forecasts out to the end of 2023. So for the first time, we've been able to see where the IEA sees the state of the oil market next year. And broadly speaking, they see demand increasing quite significantly to 101.5 million barrels per day next year. And that's up over 2 million barrels per day versus their estimate for demand this year. However, on the supply side, they see non-OPEC growth of only a few hundred thousand barrels per day. And that includes OPEC plus members that are not in OPEC, such as Russia. And some of the increases in output of, say, the US is being balanced by falls in Russia. Anyway, the overall picture, non-OPEC supply side, according to the IEA, is output increasing only slightly, in which case it falls to OPEC itself to increase output to try and balance this rise in demand that the IEA foresees. And that means that OPEC would need to add 2 million barrels per day of additional output next year. That's a pretty dramatic increase relative to the most recent OPEC output, which the IEA forecasts is only 28.5 million barrels per day. So we're talking about another 2 million barrels per day of additional output. And it's worth noting that the output for May, the IEA sees it being down slightly on April. So as we know, OPEC is struggling to meet the quotas and increases in the quotas as things stand. So very hard to see how output could increase by that much next year. And that suggests, in summary, that the IEA's report is pointing to potentially significant deficits in the oil market next year.
Then why did Brent fall below $112 per barrel at the end of last week?
Well, I think the question here is what would happen to oil prices if demand does increase by 2.2 million barrels per day and the supply side can't keep up with that. How high would prices go? And would that demand increase happen at whatever price we get to? And I think we've got to bear in mind that oil is not getting more expensive in isolation. Everything's getting more expensive. And we've got interest rates going up too. So at some price level, demand has to reduce or be constrained. And so I think the outlook for 2023 could be much more challenging for the oil market in terms of price expectations than the IEA's report suggests. Perhaps another way of looking at it, at the IEA's forecast, is to ask at what price oil needs to reach in order to prevent demand growing by 2.2 million barrels per day next year. I think that's sort of perspective on the IEA's report. But as for the sell-off last week, I think it's worth noting that, of course, equities and bonds sold off very heavily too. There's a general risk-off trend in the markets, and this has been driven by central banks putting up interest rates, particularly the 75 basis points from the Fed. There's also been recently a pickup in speculative interest in oil markets, and that helps to create a connection between oil and other markets, because you've got investors who are investing in oil, and they're also investing in equities and bonds. The sell-off last week, I think, can be viewed very much more in the context of a wider in asset markets.
And do you think the market could fall further?
Well, so far that the sell-off has encountered support around the 50-day moving average, and that's a key level at around $112 per barrel. And below that, we have the moving average and trend line support in the $106 to $108 per barrel. And then further down, we've got the psychological $100 per barrel. So those are the sort of levels to look out for if the market does start to go lower still. But I think it's worth noting that the crack spreads, so that's the spread of things like jet and diesel in particular over Brent, are very strong at the moment, extremely strong. And that suggests strong end demand. So I think that could help to support the market for now, at least.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.